We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, Tolerant viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, the Orbit 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band, Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorbird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikon Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondel Set. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
En Costa Rica, en Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, en La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. En Puriscal, Mora, en Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, American scientists develop a new technique to help diagnose melanoma. In humanitarian news, an environmental organization helps Mexican women of the Sierra Madre Mountains earn livelihoods. In ecology news, the World Food Program, WFP, promotes vegetable growing in Ugandan villages. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 7th, is World Health Day, commemorating the establishment of the United Nations World Health Organization, WHO, in 1948. The theme for 2011 is antimicrobial resistance, no action today, no cure tomorrow. Antimicrobial resistance is caused by inappropriate use of medicines, which can lead to infections from bacteria, viruses, fungi, or parasites that will not be cured by current treatments. Moreover, the resistance can make important medicines, like those used to treat HIV/AIDS, become ineffective. International, regional, and local events are organized around the globe to raise awareness about this year's theme. We wish all an informative World Health Day and pray for the well-being of every Earth citizen.
YN News. Indonesia rocked by 6.0 magnitude quake. The strong trembler hit Indonesia's Sunda Strait on Tuesday, April 5th. Centered 93 kilometers southeast of Ujung Kulon in Banten Province, it was the second powerful quake to strike in 2 days and could be felt as far away as West Java Province and the nation's capital, Jakarta. There were fortunately no immediate reports of damage or injuries, and no tsunami warnings were issued. We are relieved to know of the safety of the Indonesian people and pray that Earth's stability may soon be ensured as humanity treads more gently on the planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Japan. According to Japan's Environment Ministry, the deadly March 11 earthquake and tsunami left behind nearly 25 million tons of collapsed building debris, not including vehicles and vessels, that were swept away. With heavy equipment being used for its removal, crews must take care to watch for victims' remains that might still be discovered amid the vast swaths of rubble. As of Wednesday, April 6th, the official death toll was more than 12,400, with over 15,000 still missing, and many more whose status may never be able to be officially reported. The tsunami also left toxic chemicals, industrial waste, oil, and heavy metals that forces the wearing of face masks and has rendered soil unusable for another 5 to 10 years. In Japan's food basket, Sendai Prefecture, 10,000 hectares of farmland have been devastated.
Since the initial disaster, Supreme Master Qinghai has donated $80,000 in aid. Combined with donations from our worldwide association members, the contributions total over $172,000. With all her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our association members, including doctors and nurses, please go help the most vulnerable, particularly the elderly and young, together, saying that extra expenses would be reimbursed. She also requested that they deliver urgent items such as medicine, as well as copies of her book, The Dogs in My Life, to comfort the people's hearts. Our association's relief teams from Japan, Formosa or Taiwan, and South Korea have been helping in the disaster zones. In accordance with Supreme Master Qinghai's caring request for updates, the following is a report by our association's relief team from Gunma Center, Japan.
April 4, 2011. Regarding relief work in Miyagi Prefecture. Most compassionate Master, we prepared hot packs, undergarments, baby diapers and wipes, instant noodles, seasonings, sanitary items, etc., along with informative flyers on the vegan solution to climate change. We also readied medical supplies such as bandages, cooler packs for high fever, and medicine for colds, which the survivors had been in need of almost every day. After 12 hours on the muddy, dusty road, we reached Ishinomaki City, where the very high tsunami wave had destroyed communities along the Kitakami River. The relief recipient said what we brought was very considerate of their urgent needs.
We met a man who had just turned 77 years old. His relatives had been preparing to celebrate his birthday when the tsunami hit, leaving him and his wife alive but homeless. We gave him Master's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life, as a birthday present. He was so happy and told us he would read it with his wife. As in all our other missions, this special book was the favorite distributed item amongst all relief recipients, not only children.
Next, we went to Minami Sanrikusho, where more than half of the 80 homes had been destroyed. People whose houses were still standing had welcomed other victims, many of whom were elderly. But their area has no shops at all, and the nearest town was also destroyed, so they could not get enough urgent items. They were thus very grateful for what we delivered, saying the supplies came at a perfect time.
Each place we went, people who were serving as community or group leaders cried in appreciation of the great encouragement they received from Master's understanding and support. They said it helped them a lot in overcoming their own predicaments to continue helping others.
We appreciate Master from the bottom of our heart for sharing her warmest love, which touched victims' hearts deeply. With all our love, Gunma Sentai, Japan.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for permitting us to share this information with our viewers, as well as our association's foreign group for providing this report.
Meanwhile, at the damaged Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, although a leak that had been seeping highly irradiated water into the sea was stopped on Wednesday, workers are still trying to restore cooling pumps in four of the facility's six reactors. However, as the water is supplied to cool the reactors, it becomes contaminated from the localized radiation and must be stored in limited space. This has already forced the operator Tokyo Electric Company, or TEPCO, to dump 11,500 tons of radioactive water into the sea. TEPCO also announced that engineers were injecting nitrogen gas into reactor number 1 to prevent a possible buildup and explosion of hydrogen gas, and that a similar plan was being considered for other reactors.
Amidst radiation fears, India announced on Tuesday a three-month ban on imports of processed foods, fruits, and vegetables from everywhere in Japan. Meanwhile, South Korea added Chiba to its list of Japanese prefectures from which food imports are banned. Earlier on Monday, Singapore had extended its suspension on Japanese food imports from Hyogo Prefecture. Following announced errors in data reporting, TEPCO had said Monday that it is increasing its team for monitoring radiation levels to ensure accuracy. The company has also begun paying condolence money to local governments for people evacuated from around the plant.
Our thankfulness, Japanese and international governments, experts, personnel, as well as all plant workers, for your ongoing endeavors to stabilize the post-disaster situation. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's heartfelt support and for the selfless assistance of our association's relief team. May heaven continue to bless Japan as humanity joins in alleviating such devastations through the adoption of kinder, eco-stabilizing lifestyles.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. People across the globe continue to risk their well-being and lives to call for government reforms that include freedom from discrimination, better job opportunities, and improved democracies in countries such as Bahrain, Honduras, Libya, Oman, Palestine, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and Yemen.
Following 5 weeks of protests by teachers in Honduras who had been calling for permanent contracts and better wages, many returned to classes after Honduran President Porfirio Lobo Sosa pledged to begin a dialogue if they resumed teaching.
In Saudi Arabia, around 100 people defied a protest ban to gather in front of the Ministry of Civil Service, where they called for employment opportunities, greater freedoms, and political rights for minorities.
With further violence in Yemen leading to 19 protesters' deaths in a two-day period Monday and Tuesday, the United Nations, European Union, Italy, United Kingdom, and USA are increasing their calls for its halt and for President Ali Abdullah Saleh to step down. President Saleh and defected General Ali Mohsen, whose forces have been protecting the protesters, accepted an invitation from the Gulf Cooperation Council for mediation, although the revolutionary protesters have not.
The government of Oman announced it had created 11,000 new jobs, 5,000 for teachers and 6,000 for jobs in the civil service system, to address some of the requests of protesters.
In Bahrain, around 1,000 workers who went on strike to support pro-democracy protests have been laid off from their jobs, with the UN pledging to speak to the government as worker and employee organizations also strive to resolve the issue. Meanwhile, Press TV aired video footage of Saudi forces called in by the government of Bahrain razing a mosque to the ground in the northern town of Qarawa.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad met with Kurdish leaders who discussed the group's living conditions and needs, while around 6,000 people gathered in a town outside Damascus to mourn the death of a protester shot by security forces, and people in the southern town of Dara held a general strike.
In Libya, International Criminal Court prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo reported Tuesday he had gathered evidence that the Libyan government planned to kill civilians as a way to quell the pro-democracy protests prior to the uprising occurring. Meanwhile, with government forces continuing to bombard citizens in Misurata, General Abdel Fattah Yunus, who commands the pro-democracy forces, expressed grave concern that the people in Libya's third-largest city are on the verge of being exterminated. He strongly urged the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, which is leading efforts to protect citizens under a UN Security Council resolution, to do more to ensure their safety. However, NATO has indicated it is difficult to protect the civilians because the government forces are hiding their arsenals in civilian areas. Meanwhile, UN Goodwill Ambassador Angelina Jolie visited Libyan refugees on the Tunisian border, where she commended the efforts of the Tunisians and others working to meet the needs of those coming across, while calling for more funding to assist the estimated 2,000 people who continue to flee from Libya each day.
They've all come so far. So many of the people here have been, this is their second time being displaced, their second or third time as refugees.
While deeply regretting the loss of human lives and the harm to innocent people, we pray for an end to all conflict as people choose to coexist in harmonious freedom, dignity, and peace.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will."
The Love of Centuries book premiere concert, on Sunday, April 10th, at the prestigious Cerritos Center for the Performing Arts in California, USA. A special celebration will be held for the release of The Love of Centuries, an exquisite new collection of poems by number one international best-selling author and poet, Supreme Master Ching Hai, that express her all-encompassing love and compassion for the world.
Organized by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association and Supreme Master Television, the international extravaganza, The Love of Centuries, Love is Eternal, will feature magnificent multicultural performances and songs by Oscar, Emmy, and Grammy Award-winning composers, including debut pieces setting Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt verses to music.
Among the distinguished composers are Oscar and five-time Emmy winning Mr. Bill Conti, two-time Oscar and Emmy winner Mr. Al Kasher, and Grammy winner Mr. Bill Cunliffe. Presenting the songs will be multi-platinum singer Miss Donna Lewis, Tony Award winner Miss Karen Ziemba, and Grammy nominee Miss Denise Donatelli.
I sat down and wrote this letter.
They will also be joined by Italian soprano Miss Giorgia Fumanti, Emmy-nominated musician Mr. Doug Katsaros, the acclaimed International Agape Choir, and more.
The audience will also be able to immerse themselves in a uniquely presented exhibition of Supreme Master Ching Hai's uplifting artwork.
Invited as the guest of honor is the poet and artist herself, Supreme Master Ching Hai, who has graciously agreed to attend via video conference.
The Love of Centuries, Love is Eternal, brings audience members together through the love of art, music, dance, and more, in an event that also marks the poetry collection translations so far into eight languages: English, Chinese, Olexis or Vietnamese, French, German, Spanish, Korean, and Mongolian.
May this grand occasion be a memorable tribute to the myriad universal themes of love. Our thanks for Supreme Master Ching Hai's special presence, as well as her poetic masterpieces, which are the fountain of inspiration to awaken and unite us all. Join the love of centuries, Love is Eternal, with guest of honor Supreme Master Ching Hai, through Supreme Master Television's live broadcast on Sunday, April 10th, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. For more information, please visit www.loveofcenturies.com.
British Prime Minister visits Pakistan to strengthen relations. On Tuesday, April 5th, Prime Minister David Cameron met with Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari and Prime Minister Yusuf Reza Gilani in an effort to further the two countries' diplomatic ties. During his visit, the Prime Minister also announced a $1.1 billion donation toward the nation's stable future by funding schools, textbooks, and teacher training. In a speech to students, he said, "Britain wants a new chapter in the relationship between our two countries. We want to deepen and enhance the unbreakable partnership between Pakistan and Britain. The unbreakable partnership must not just be between our two governments, it must be between our peoples too. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellencies of the United Kingdom and Pakistan, for your cordial visit, wishing you a partnership of friendship and peace for the flourishing of all people in your beautiful nations."
Save our planet. Climate scientist Dr. Kevin Walsh from Australia's University of Melbourne states that global warming is causing cyclones to become more intense and to move further south, bringing concern to Australians already ravaged by two such storms this year.
Greetings, I'm Yu-Yu here with my Canadian goose friend, Fufu.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
Our nutritious plant-based diet contains no animal products.
Today, we have a gardening tip.
They are attractive ground-covering plants that need very little maintenance.
Some examples are herbs like thyme or oregano.
Your local gardening store may be able to advise you which plants will work best in your climate and are safe for your companion animals.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the World Wide Weather.
In medical news, American scientists develop a new technique to assist in diagnosing melanoma. Researchers at Duke University in North Carolina, USA, report that they may be able to spot the skin cancer earlier by using tiny laser technology. The special tool can analyze different types of melanin in a potentially malignant mole. Higher concentrations of eumelanin can indicate cancer. Using the laser, the team was 100% accurate in identifying melanoma on 42 skin specimens. Dr. Warren S. Warren, director of Duke Center for Molecular and Biomolecular Imaging, said the innovative method could prevent hundreds of thousands of false diagnoses. The study was published in the journal Science Translational Medicine. What a promising advancement, Dr. Warren S. Warren and participating scientists at Duke University. May it help ensure optimum health for many precious individuals.
In humanitarian news, an environmental organization helps the Mexican women of the Sierra Madre Mountains earn livelihoods. The Sierra Gorda Ecological Group of Jalpan, Mexico, has assisted 9 women in Soledad de Guadalupe, a town of just 50 homes, 200 kilometers north of Mexico City, in starting a ceramics workshop. An average of 1,000 beautiful handmade pieces are sold a month. The pottery enterprise is part of a community improvement program managed by the Ecology Group, which has been active in the eastern Sierra Madre Mountains for over 24 years. Our earnest thanks to the Sierra Gorda Ecological Group for your efforts to help bring prosperity to the kind-hearted people of the region. We wish you much success, all those involved in the ceramic shop in Soledad de Guadalupe, with your fine artistic endeavors. Up next, 4 villages are benefiting from a vegetable irrigation project in Uganda. It looks like a little birdie is coming by the garden to say hello. Be right back. More heartwarming news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to the Noteworthy News, enchanting news for a charming world. In ecology news, the World Food Program, WFP, promotes vegetable cultivation in Ugandan villages. The WFP inaugurated a pilot project in November 2010, which uses a gravity flow system to access water from the surrounding hills of Mount Moroto. Presently, 62 families in the villages of Nacelle, Nakambi, Chokoria, and Naligoy in Moroto District are benefiting growing vegetables on 4 acres. It is believed that those involved in this project will have enough food for their families during the dry season. They will also be able to gain income by selling the surplus. Our warmest appreciation, World Food Program, for your assistance to increase food security for the gentle citizens of Uganda. May all people be blessed with an abundance of plant-based fare and joyful lives on a sustainable earth.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Thai entitled Positive Outlook.
นักท่องเที่ยวคนหนึ่งกำลังมองไปที่หุบเขาลึกและถามว่าฉันจะทำอะไรถ้าตกลงไปไกด์บอกว่าคุณควรมองตรงไปทางซ้ายเพราะว่าวิวทางนั้นสวยมาก
And now for our viewers' heartline on learning how to love, a profound lecture given by Supreme Master Qinghai in New Jersey, United States, in June 1992. This lecture is accessible in our online archives.
Love this show. It gives me so much wisdom. Thanks. 3D from Monaco.
Greetings, 3D. It's great to hear from you. This lecture truly gives an insightful understanding of the relation between positive and negative and how work is such an important element for our spiritual development. May heaven bless you and all the luck-filled people of Monaco.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your spirit be graced by the manifold blessings of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Her Highness Sheikha Moza bint Nasser of Qatar, Vice President of the Supreme Council of Health, officially launches the National Health Strategy 2011 to 2016, which establishes the first-time goals of a comprehensive healthcare system for all.
The Government of Australia launches its first national TV health campaign with a goal of decreasing the rate of smoking, especially among Indigenous Aborigines, who currently die in alarming numbers due to smoking-related diseases.
On the occasion of World Autism Awareness Day, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon calls for greater public awareness of the condition, as well as support for parents and improved opportunities for autistic individuals to foster a more caring and inclusive society.
According to new research, science historian James Evans of the University of Puget Sound in Washington, USA, states that a complex ancient Greek device called the Antikythera mechanism, discovered at the beginning of the 18th century, was also used to track the movement of the sun.
Commemorating the 50th anniversary of the first ever successful space flight by Russian astronaut Yuri Gagarin, two Russian cosmonauts and one American astronaut lift off in a Soyuz rocket from Russia's Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan, headed for the International Space Station.
President Dilma Rousseff of Brazil announces that during the first 45 days of a new program that provides free medicines to those with diabetes and hypertension, some 3.5 million people have benefited.
A memorial service is being held to honor the memory of specially trained working police dog Kane of Washington, USA, whose knife wounds sustained as he was halting car thieves in the line of duty sadly cost him his life.
With the incidence of childhood obesity in Italy on the rise, schools across the country are implementing programs with more sports activities and lunch menus with fresh produce to promote better health.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.